one walking the fur, or one on each side of the balk. That's usually, they both was walking in a fur. In other words, you'd have a narrow balk in the middle.
I see. What'd you call the one maybe on the left, or if you're just using a, not a middle buster, just a single turn plow or something like that? One horse, would there be one horse that did most of the work, or?
If you was using just the one horse, but if you was using a paraway, you'd usually see that they both did their part if it was heavy pulling. In other words, you might kind of hold back the one on the right. If he was taking most of the load, you'd hold him back and make that, give that other little punch or tap for the line to make him pick up and do his part.
Now, if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little. That's just a little.
Little jump or.
Little jump over there?
Yeah.
Okay. That's just a.
Hop, step, and jump.
Little what down the road?
Little distance.
Little distance down the road. Okay. If you've been traveling and hadn't finished your journey, you might say you still got a. What to go before dark? I still got a.
A mile to go or a ways to go?
A ways to go, okay. For a piece?
For a piece.
Alright. Now, if you slipped on the ice and fell this way, you say you fell?
Backwards.
Okay, if you fell this way, you fell?
Forward.
Alright. Somebody asked you, did you catch any fish? You might say, no, blank, or one. No?
Not any.
Not any, okay. Ever use nary? Nary one.
Nary one, yeah, I've heard it used.
Okay. When you got rid of all the brushes, the brush and trees on your land, you say you're doing what to the land? You're
cleaning it up, clearing it.
Clearing it, okay. Talking about hay, the second cut in the hay, you might call it what?
It'd usually be the best cut.
Yeah. Did folks have a name for it? Did it distinguish between the first cutting and the...
Nothing that I know of other than the first cutting or second cutting or the last cutting.
That's it. Okay, now when you came out to the pasture in spring, there might be a whole bunch of dead hay on the, what you call that, the, something that was left over from a cutting in the fall. Did folks have a name for that?
Not that I know of, just other than some that was left over, and it'll usually mess you up when you're cutting and baling hay.
Will it?
Yeah, it'll mess you up.
Leftover hay?
Leftover hay and a hay mat.
Why is that?
Well, whenever your young grass starts growing and grows up, while that hay is left laying on the ground, the old hay that was left in the hay matter, while it was left in the field, the previous cutting,
mm-hmm.
Well, then when you start mowing the new hay that's come up and grown ready to cut, well, when you start cutting it, why, this old hay, loose and rotten, will hang on all your teeth, and then instead of your sickle cutting the hay, it'll just go to dragging it over, riding it over. And then you've got to stop, clean all your teeth off, and start over, back up, move all the old rotten hay. In other words, you've got to have it clean.
Huh. Now, what if one year you planted, say, corn in a field, and the next year you planted peanuts, and up between the peanut rows would come up?
Stalk of corn?
Yeah, what did you call that corn?
Volunteer stalk.
Volunteer? Okay. Wheat is tied up into a?
Bundle.
Bundle. And then you might pile it into, the bundles or sheaves are piled into a? Did you ever, or hay, same thing with hay?
A stack.
Stack? Okay. You might say we raised 40 what of?
Bundles or stacks.
40 what of wheat to the acre? 40?
Bushels.
40 bushels to the acre. What do you have to do with oats to keep the, to get the grain from the rest of it?